I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I do have to shout out to the town of Weston, Missouri. I'm sorry, Dan, while you were dealing with the anxiety over your busted windows, I might have had one of the greatest, most relaxing weekends of my life.
Weston is fantastic.
My
it's a great little town.
Goodness, how lucky are we that it is so close.
I've never been.
Okay. It had been many years since I had been. And I think the last time I was there, it was to cover something of note when I worked for Channel 5. I had never just gone to spend the weekend. You know, the colors probably aren't what they would be had we had more rain, you know that. But it is still stunning. The history of the bourbon distilleries there. We did a holiday, H-O-L-O-D-A-Y, bourbon distillery tour. Run, do not walk. I'm not a bourbon drinker. I'm new to bourbon. I like it on my nose, not in my mouth. Like, I can start over the last few months to start to smell the notes. I'm just not a bourbon drinker. I don't
when
know
you
that
pay
I,
attention, you start to
yes.
learn.
What do you
things,
mean yeah. on my nose?
Well, there are notes, and it will say this, just like with wine, that when and there's a certain way that you put it up to your nose, it will say what you are supposed to smell. And then the taste is in the same wheelhouse, but can be different. It's very refined.
It's kind of like wine.
Yeah. And let me just tell you, Scott, the tour of that distillery, Lewis and Clark went through there, discovered one of the springs. And then, you know, as the years go on, entrepreneurs are like, we know those limestone springs are the best springs for the water to have to make things like bourbon. It is one of the most fascinating tours I've ever been on. And again, I don't drink bourbon.
It's a hidden gem, especially even for folks here in the metro that don't know what is Weston. Well, it's a great little town right on the upper.
The shopping.
The shopping. The metro.
Just little mom and pop shops and restaurants. There is not anything commercial within miles.
I go through it every year numerous times because it right up the road from that is Snow Creek.
So it doesn't have like a McDonald's
no,
or a Casey's?
No. It is the tiniest mom and pop, like what would you say, Dan, six blocks?
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, the inn where we stayed is 150 years old. I mean, it's just stunning.
Yeah.
And you will go and be like, how am I not doing this at least twice a year?
It's just north of Fort Leavenworth on the other side of the river.
Yeah, it's just around the corner from that. And of course, you have O'Malley's with the underground tunnels and everything.
And Scott, you and Sam obviously are not drinkers, but I don't drink bourbon. Do the Holiday Distillery tour because it is a tour of how it's made.
It's probably not the best place for me to be.
It's not a bar. It's outside in this stunning area of nature. They have this, they call them Rick houses, where they store the bourbon.
Rick houses.
Seven stories, and you will marvel at how that structure does not collapse under the weight of itself. Every barrel of bourbon starts out at like 500 pounds, and there are seven stories, and they sit there for years. Until they uncork it, and I also learned, Dan, I can say this on the air because this is what it's called. You see the barrels, the hole in the center of that barrel, and they have to be stored with the hole up, right, for all of the obvious reasons.
Otherwise,
it would leak out, is called a bunghole.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
all right.
Scott,
that is the term I can
the
confirm.
Most fascinating way that they get the barrels, and the bunghole always has to be facing up because you don't want it leaking. It is the most fascinating way that they get the barrels that are 500 pounds rolled all the way through into this house on something that looks like train tracks, and it's not. And you also know barrels are not held together by anything. The wood is held together just by the seal
yeah.
and the
The metal rings on the top and bottom.
The rings, but Sam, to hold 500 gallon, like 500 pounds of liquid.
Right.
The fact that
it's the pressure.
And that's what makes the bourbon the color it is, Scott.
Right.
It's a fascinating thing.
They have to roll it a very certain way to make sure that bunghole is facing up. It is so fascinating.
If the bunghole is down, you've got problems.
Yes, that is correct, Sam.
Not only is that the first time that that term has been used on the radio in Kansas City, it's the first time it's been used 12 times.
It's probably the first time it's been used where we're not going to get fined by the FCC because that's the actual term.
The things we learn
on
the radio.
Do not walk. I absolutely loved it. One of the springs, one of the cisterns is 50 feet deep next to the spot where Lewis and Clark went through. You would love it, I'm telling you.
Okay.
And the thing is,
I bought a scarf. Oh, the shopping is incredible.
Okay. So many people thought it was something else.
Stop it.
Stop.
Are we talking about Weston or the whole on
and
the
why is Weston
barrel?
East of Easton and Easton is west of Weston?
Why is Greenland ice and Iceland green?
They had a car show there this weekend. They had a whiskey festival. We didn't even make it that. And if you're a wine lover, they do have so many wineries.
Okay.
I'll show you my pictures. It was gorgeous.
Okay. Are we done?
I think we can fit the word in a few more times.
No.
Did you get picture? Never mind.
Yes, and I'm telling you, I don't make up
to ask that question.
This is what we did over the weekend. It was spectacular.
We're going to have to check it out.
And town shuts down like around 9 o'clock, by the way, Scott. It's right up your alley. There is no bustling nightlife. Like, you do the deal during the day, and then by 9 o'clock, you're like, oh my God, I want to go to bed.
Well, it's because they started drinking bourbon at 11 a.m.
If you choose, you can do that.
All right. What's coming up next?
More lessons in how casks
we
are
will
made.
go from Weston, Missouri, in that fabulous little town,
yes,
to Kansas City, Kansas.
Okay.
And the preservation of the stunning, historic Sauer Castle.
Yes.
S-A-U-E-R.
Yes.
With notes of fabulousness on my nose.
And we have some of the young people who are helping to
chronicling it. And then the redevelopment happens to be one of my dear friends, Angie, and she's going to join us on the program straight ahead as well.
Okay. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III, Dan Weinbaum. My name is Scott Parks. Here on KMBC.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.